We're back with that flavor in your ear. It's the Old Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell, subscribe, like, tell a friend. You know the deal. Today we're talking about WrestleMania season. We're at the cusp. They say Royal Rumble kicks off. The road to WrestleMania, and it is mere days away, hours away, sleeps away from, in my opinion, the best show WWE has. The best PLE, pay-per-view, premium, whatever event, whatever you want to call them. The Royal Rumble is, to me, the best thing WWE has going. Why? Because it is a spectacle. It is gimmicked. And a large portion of the roster is involved. So WrestleMania is the culmination of lots of stories, and it's very Hollywood, it's very glitz and glamour, and it's two nights of, you know, four-hour shows of just wrestling. People come out, they wrestle. There's no stories being told, set up, I should say, for the next day. Well, maybe. It's just finishing stories, beating each other's face in, just match after match after match. That's what WrestleMania is. But the Royal Rumble is like this. It's an event. Like you build up to the Royal Rumble. You know that when the new year hits, you're going to get 30 men in the ring. You're going to get 30 women in the ring. They're going to throw each other out. There's going to be goofy moments where people are just kind of sitting there waiting for someone to come out. You have the anticipation of just people you didn't think would show up showing up. You know, you have your surprise entrance, you have your goofy entrance, you have your team ups, you have your betrayals, you have, you know, how is Kofi gonna, you know, hang outside the ring? Will he do it this year? Will evil Kofi give people what they want and have some sort of evil way to get back in the ring? I don't know. Is he even in the Royal Rumble? He hasn't declared. I don't know. But all that being said, it's definitely the most fun, and it's what pops me the most. I'm like, oh snap, so and so came out. Last year didn't do a whole lot for me, and I think it's because it was all in service of getting Cody Rhodes to the show, right? But this year feels different, because I don't know about you, but I have approximately zero guesses for what the WrestleMania card is this year. I have no idea what they're working towards, not even in the slightest. I understand that John Cena has his final WrestleMania match this year. That's fine. Is it for a title? Maybe. Who knows? Maybe his title comes at SummerSlam. Maybe his title comes at the end of the year and he vacates it. I don't know. Will they give a WrestleMania spot to John Cena? 100%. But how does he get it? I think he gets it in the Elimination Chamber, because they've really pushed the fact that John Cena will be at the Elimination Chamber, and he mentioned his entrance in the Royal Rumble one time. So my guess is he's not winning the Rumble. He's going on to the Elimination Chamber to win that, potentially. And go over to SmackDown maybe and take on whoever. Or maybe he faces Gunther. I don't know. But see, this is what I mean. I can't book this match. I can't book WrestleMania, because this Raw that we just got from it, it solidified more names in the Rumble. I believe Carmelo Hayes announced his entry during a commercial break on Raw. Hey, these commercial breaks on Netflix friggin' suck. They're doing commercial breaks while things are happening now. And come on, do the picture in picture or something. It's Netflix. The fact that Netflix is just TV now really anyway, I'm not going to get on this. The transfer window sucked up a bunch of wrestlers no one's using and shuffled them to each show, but the main roster kind of remains the same. Damian Priest went over to SmackDown. Zelina Vega got removed from the LWO and is now moving over to SmackDown as well. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller are now back on Raw to, you know, no one caring. I mentioned Damian Priest. I don't know who else moved, but you can expect Damian will be in the Royal Rumble. I expect, you know, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller will probably be in the Royal Rumble. The Creed brothers probably going to show up. Who knows? But it's an exciting time. And again, I have no idea what the main event of WrestleMania looks like. Cody Rhodes and CM Punk had a moment at the end of Netflix that felt oddly tacked on, but also like an after, what is it? Like one of those after credit scenes in a Marvel movie. Like it comes back from the credits and then more stuff is happening. That's what happened on my TV. I'm watching Sami Zayn contemplate, you know, what he just did to Cody. It goes to commercial, and I was like, oh, is that it? And I was like, no, they're showing a commercial. And it comes back, and Cody's sitting in the ring with a mic talking, and then out comes CM. I'm like, what happened? It was very jarring, but also very nice. They had a moment, and they set up this sort of narrative that CM Punk's going to win the Royal Rumble. But then, throughout the whole night, everyone was mentioning, was it Seth Rollins came out and he said, who do I challenge when I win the Royal Rumble? Is it Gunther or is it Cody? And no one's given Kevin Owens the time of day to say that he will win, which makes me believe, oddly enough, that he's going to beat Cody at Royal Rumble because everyone's overlooking Kevin Owens, and that's never a good thing, right? I feel like this is all calculated, right? No one said, do I challenge the winner of Cody and Kevin Owens? Everyone just defaults to, do I challenge Cody at WrestleMania? That's calculated because that match is a large priority, Kevin Owens versus Cody Rhodes. And everyone's just looking past KO. And KO, let's be honest, he's a strong competitor and he could pull out a win here. And they presented Cody as this frazzled, beaten down, weary champion at the end of Raw when CM Punk came out to confront him. And there was some heelness in Cody. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Like he had that vacant, angry look in his eye. Like I'm ready to snap. Are we getting heel Cody? Are we getting it? We might get it if Kevin defeats him. But there are so many benefits to Kevin Owens winning. One, we get a new champion between now and WrestleMania, which is great. It's Kevin Owens. He gets his title back, which is great. Cody has the freedom to, you know, go heel or, you know, climb another mountain, have a new story, find a new opponent for WrestleMania. Who knows? Get him in the Elimination Chamber, which would be cool. So many options open up if he just drops that damn belt. And give it to KO. And KO's having a great time. And he might switch the belt to the Winged Eagle. Just completely. Which, you know, whatever. Be fine with that. But I feel like they're deliberately making us turn our heads to Cody. Like, who is Cody going to face at Mania? Is it CM Punk? Is it, you know, so-and-so? And it could be Kevin Owens. And no one's giving that the shine, which I think that's on purpose. And or it could be it could not even be a swerve. It could just be, yeah, we know we're just getting through this match to get Cody to WrestleMania. Cody main evented two WrestleManias in a row. Not to say that, you know, that's a lot since Roman main evented like five. Now I'm thinking about it. Anyway, I think it would be great if he loses on Saturday. It would turn a lot of heads and it would cap off what is a really good night of razzling with the Royal Rumble. I have no idea who's going to win the Royal Rumble. I think it might be Sammy. But odds are the final two is CM Punk and John Cena. That's my final two prediction for the Royal Rumble. Who are you predicting is going to win the Royal Rumble? And what is your WrestleMania card? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. Per usual, I appreciate you. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Don't forget to tell a friend about this show. Oh, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.